Roy Dempsey, Ward 1.
Yes.
Just a question regarding the fees that these collection agencies are getting. Do they get, if the person owes $1,000 and if there's fees on top of that, I don't know, penalties that the city may put on so it's up to $1,500, if they go after the $1,500, do they get the percentage of the $1,500 or do they get just the percentage of the $1,000 which was originally billed?
Brian, Kyla, whoever wants to reply.
They get a percentage of exactly
into
what
the mic,
they collect.
Kyla, we can't hear you.
They get the percentage of exactly what they collect. So they may owe $1,500, but if they only collect $500, they only get 12% of that $500. It's whatever they actually collect.
But I think his question was, if there was other penalties and assessments, and they collect that, so instead of $1,500, it'd be $1,600, do they get the 12% on the $1,600?
Yes, if they collected the $1,600, they get 12% of $1,600.
And the legal fees for these charges, that goes to the individual who owed the money, correct?
Yes. So if the case goes to litigation, instead of 12%, they would get 25% of the interest. But court costs would go to the delinquent taxpayer billed right from the collection agency that doesn't pass through the city at all.
Okay.
You were bringing up the water bills before, and I know you did a lot of work on it because I happened to be in the council chambers at that point about collections and getting up to speed with it. But regarding, there's a note there regarding rescue runs, and I believe you had the fire department get up here at one point, and they had work going out to collections, and they seem to have a pretty good process in place in order to get these rescue runs billings. I'm not sure how much of this of the what was it 60,000 now, or how much of that is due to rescue runs or money collected for people aren't paying for rescue runs or insurances that aren't paying.
City has budgeted, the last few years and received, that's been both the budget and actual revenue received, roughly $2.9 million for revenue for rescue billing. And this is in addition to this, this is our receivable on the books, items that have been billed and not collected. Our receivable on the books right now is a little north of $500,000. That's what will be. Yes.
And I'd also like to point out that recently the city council passed an ordinance that increased our rescue service fees significantly. So once again, whether it's always everyone's knowledge, we are looking at all the ways that we can generate additional revenue. Now this revenue stream that we are going to create by increasing these rescue fees doesn't cost the taxpayers or the residents of the city of Warwick anything, nothing. And Brian, would it be fair to say that could generate, you give me the number. What's the anticipated number that you're anticipating from the increase in fees?
Anticipated, I'm gonna knock it down a little bit because I got a number from ComStar and we'll go with $200,000, $300,000 in that range.
And
that's a still a little conservative even on that. So I'm like.
And that doesn't cost the taxpayers anything.
Correct. Absolutely.
That's something that's billed to the folks who call or get the rescue service outside the city and the insurance company. So once again, we are certainly doing everything we can to generate additional revenues.
Just it surprises me that we get a receivable of $500,000 out there for rescue runs that have not been paid over a period of time. Seems like a lot of money. I don't know how to recoup. Apparently, it's hard to recoup this money, but there's not. Maybe there's an indigent fund within the state budget that these monies can be recouped from or looked at. But thank you.
Well, that's why we're engaging in these collection agencies to take an aggressive approach to collecting this. All right, so we have PCR 7319. We have an amendment. I need a motion on the amendment. Sorry.
On the amendment on the term, I'm noticing that on the resolution there's a typographical error. So when we fix the, when we amend it to the 1 year, as you can see on the resolution, it says 7110. It should be 7119. And it'll now be 7119 to 63020.
Thank you for that. Okay, I need a motion on the amendment.
I make a motion for favorable action to amend to a 1 year period, 7119 to 63020. And to for the numbers would be for 22,360, 250,000, and for 30. Well, we got the new number on that. Then you just told me
302,0408
to $75,000.
Okay, Councilman.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second on the amendment. All in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
Move favorable as amended.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. 2013-13, Zamboni Blades, found on page 47.
Christy Moretti, Department of Public Works. Department's requesting to award the bid for Zamboni blade sharpening to AccuGrind of New England for a two-year period expiring June 30th, 2021 in the amount of $7,000.
And Christy, you have in here most vendors contacted do not offer the service for sharpening Zamboni blades. Who were the vendors that you called?
So I contacted some of the vendors on the list, and I actually did a Google search as well. A lot of places, you know, when it comes to blade sharpening, it's lawnmower blades, that type of thing. Because these blades are 77 inches long, they're made of steel. There's a lot of companies that can't accommodate that. I did find one, actually, in Pawtucket that I contacted through the Google search that does sharpen Zamboni blades. So I did discuss with him and that we could add him to the vendor list for the next time it goes out to bid and ensure that he receives one. So I do have his contact information.
So, again, who are the vendors that you contacted?
So I contacted LeMay Sharpening. I contacted D&D Sharpening. J.D. LaCourse and Son was another one. AccuGrind, obviously, it was the bidder. Rhode Island Harvesting. There's a couple that I did not end up reaching. Rhode Island Harvesting and Thurston Manufacturing, I didn't get a response from. So I did contact, like I said, through the Google search, and then the ones that I mentioned.
And Christy, what happens if we don't have these blades sharpened?
If they're not sharpened, then when the Zamboni goes out to basically clean the ice, we won't be able to do that. It actually, what it does is it shaves a very thin layer off and resurfaces the ice for whatever group.
So you won't be able to prepare the ice?
Correct.
Period. And if you can't prepare the ice, then you can't rent the arena.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
And if we can't rent the arena, we can't generate any revenue, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Most buildings do generate quite a bit of revenue.
So sometimes you got to spend money to make money. And in this case, if we don't sharpen these blades when it's necessary, we don't make ice.
Correct.
And if we don't make ice, we don't make money. Correct?
Correct.
Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
Mr. Chairman, Chrissy, I have a question. You said that you Googled, which is wonderful. Thank you. Did you go to the Small Business Administration? Because there are two great resources, Small Business Administration, and as Councilman McAllister mentioned, the Secretary of State's website that shows all the businesses that have to register within the state.
I did not use those two sources. The Google search, because I can be specific about what I'm looking for, Zamboni blade sharpening, it does pick up sharpening, obviously, it's just a general term, but Zamboni blades are pretty specific, so it was, it gave me a little bit more of a...
it was able to hone it down for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw you had a comment.
Just to let you know, the procedures in purchasing on every bid that we send out, once
yes.
we get it all completed, we do advertise it on our website, we advertise it on Newport's website, and we do contact both of the small business and the, what was the other one that you mentioned?
Secretary of State.
Yep. All four of those are done on every bid that we send out in purchasing.
Okay, thank you. Could you identify yourself?
Pat Peschka, purchasing agent, City of Warren.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilman McAllister, do you have any?
Nope. No.
Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2020-016, food service products, found on page 50.
Good evening. Meg Underwood, Director of Senior Services. We had two bids for the food service products at the Pilgrim Senior Center. This is a six-month bid, July 1 through December 30, 2019. And I am recommending the bid be awarded to the lowest qualified bidder, which is Thompson Food Service out of East Providence.
What was the amount that you had in this budget line last year?
It was the same amount last
year. Same amount.
This is a self-supporting service, Councilman. This is not taxpayer money. This is food that is, prepared for or purchased for the coffee shop and sold, so it's self-supporting. It's not taxpayer dollars.
And when you, when you go out for bid for this, do you send these bid requests to any of the big boxes, like Walmart or BJ's or any of those places?
I have never seen them advertised as, I've certainly done the same thing as everyone else. I've done Google searches for that kind of a thing. But to my knowledge, the Walmarts of the world don't necessarily have all the products that we offer in the quantity we offer. I'm unsure of that, I guess.
So we haven't?
We have not, no.
And you have 20 vendors on this list. As you know, I know you're not before this committee often, but particularly over the last 2.5 years, the Finance Committee and the City Council has been working to change a culture that had been going on for a very long time, and that was not contacting bidders after the bid opening was done and asking them why they hadn't bid, finding out the reasons why the competitive process had diminished, and it's the same folks over and over getting the bids, to the point where we had sent bids back for that very reason, where the answer was no, we didn't contact anyone. And that culture certainly has changed, and we're hearing from department heads all the time that they are doing that and are reaching out, trying to increase and encourage people to bid on our stuff. And as a result of that, we have been getting more bidders and more of competitive biddings. So did you reach out to any of those other vendors?
I reached out to several vendors before the bids, before the bid was even posted, to let them know. I spoke with them ahead of time to see if there would be interest. Yes. With several of the different vendors. Unfortunately, only two responded.
After the bid was done and opened and everything.
After the bid was done, no, I did not reach out to them.
Well, I would suggest that. I know $4,500 to some folks it's a very large amount of money, and to some folks perhaps not so much. Every dollar certainly is important. So I would just encourage you to either you or your staff to reach out to the vendors. I mean, there's people in in this business that I think would be happy to have a $4,500 contract. Any comments from members of the committee? Any comments from members of the council?
One quick question, Chairman. So did you total up the costs for each vendor? Because I see the individual costs.
Yes, I did.
What was the difference between the two?
Just a little over $200 a year, or for the six-month period, yes.
And which, well, I assume it was in favor of Thompson Food Service?
Thompson was the less expensive of the two. Yes, I did.
Meg, speak into the mic, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did extend it out just to get a comparison because they looked fairly equal on a one-to-one basis, but when you extrapolate it out, there was a little bit of a difference. So.
That's all, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-22, paper products, found on page 56.
Chairman, we received three bids for the paper products for the Pilgrim Senior Center. After comparing the three bids, I am recommending that the bid in the amount of $2,900 be awarded to the lowest bidder, which was Glove Cleaners and Safety Products out of Plainville, Mass. It's a one-year bid, July 1 through June 30, 2020.
Meg, I'm looking through the individual items here. What's the most popular plate that you use?
I'm sorry, the most popular?
Plate, paper plate.
I would guess it's an 8-inch dinner plate.
Okay. I'm just asking because I'm seeing where Glove Cleaners on the item number 14, a 9-inch ultra paper plate, the low bid is $30.53 in Glove Cleaners on that one item, while they are lower on pretty much everything else, they're significantly higher on that item.
I see that too, and again, I extended this out for a year using the number that we usually purchase, and even though that one was quite a bit higher, overall, Glove Cleaners was the least expensive when you extend it out for a year's time.
Okay, any questions from, did you call any of these vendors on this item?
I beg your pardon?
Did you call any of the vendors that did not bid to ask them why they did not bid on this item?
Again, I did not, sir.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
2020-025
sand grit gravel found on page 61.
Department of Public Works is requesting to award the sand grit gravel loam and stone bid to Richmond Sand and Stone and PJ Keating Company. We did receive five bids. These two vendors are the lowest bidders. We are requesting an amount of $90,000 for a one-year period. That includes the Highway Division, Field Maintenance Division, and the Water Department.
And on what basis have you determined the number of $90,000?
Well, we've split it up, $50,000 for highway, $15,000 for field maintenance, and $25,000 for the water department. Highway does spend quite a bit of money, depending on the projects and repairs that are necessary for, you know, roadways or any project, really, that would maybe require gravel base or some mason sand, or we do purchase by the ton. Field maintenance, we'll use this bid for the purchase of loam for outdoor areas. Water department, I can't specifically speak to what they use it for, but they do use it, like if they have a water main break, they'll put gravel in or whatever their needs are.
And why are you requesting two vendors? Matt, would you care to answer that question? State your name for the record, please.
Matthew Salitro, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick. Your question was, why are we requesting two vendors? So that we always have an alternate source for sand, grit, and gravel. So the water department, if we run low on stock and one vendor has not made processed gravel, we need to have that on hand in case they have a blowout with a water main. If they do have a blowout with a water main, it disrupts the whole road and needs to be put back so that the residents of Warwick can drive back over it.
Matt, so how many instances have you had? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done. How many instances have you had recently in the past couple of months where you've had some water mains break, some sewer lines break, and have had a need for these different items? How many times in the past few months?
Probably 12 to 15 times we've lost water main. As you know, Sandy Lane, we lost the sewer line. So I'd say it's a regular occurrence based on history.
Okay, and as you know, this committee and this council has been working diligently with the department heads to change that culture of awarding 6-7 vendors. What we have learned in our own research, as well as the research that the department heads such as yourself have undertaken, is that was one of the reasons why vendors weren't bidding on some of our stuff, because they might be the low bid on a no-profit item, and that's what they got awarded. They said, why waste our time? So again, because of the efforts of this committee and this council and the department heads, that culture has changed. And we are no longer awarding 6 bids. And we are getting more vendors to bid because they're encouraged that they have a better possibility of winning the bids. Having said that, I'm speaking for myself with respect to my colleagues on the committee. I cannot support PJ Keating as that second contractor or vendor because other than the first two items in item one, there's 1, 2, 3 items that they didn't bid at all. The last 6 items, they're higher than Rawson on. And I don't see any advantage to the taxpayers to use PJ Keating as your alternate source. My recommendation is going to be to go to Rawson because they are most in line with your first suggestion. Any problem with that?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Councilman.
So, Mr. Chairman, you were looking at taking out which group?
Keating. PJ Keating. Keating.
Okay. And are you adding a second?
Adding in Rawson. They will be the second.
Rawson.
So the low bidder was Richmond.
Yeah. We're keeping Richmond.
Richmond's staying, and we are going to amend this to eliminate Keating and move it to Rawson.
Great. I want to thank the chairman for his due diligence on this as, you know, going through all the bids to see all the things. And I also want to thank the director because, as he pointed out, we need a lot of this stuff, and it's usually in an emergency situation. So that's why I would support having multiple bidders on this, because the last thing we want is if something happens and, you know, Richmond Sand doesn't have what we need, at least we have a backup, another one to go through. So I think that we're doing that. And my other question is, in there is funds for this in the budget line, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions? Councilman Cawley.
This is more of an informative question. Number 6, it says common borrow. I have no idea what that means.
You'd like a description of common borrow? So common borrow is when you have a huge sand pile and whatever rolls down, it is not processed. It's just basically a fill material. It's used to fill up large voids as opposed to a processed gravel, which is actually processed, goes through a fine sieve screen, and is segregated as such by the Rhode Island DOT standards. So it's basically a fill material that still meets certain standards and criteria, but it's what rolls down the pile. That's what they call it.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion to amend.
Motion to amend. I need a PCR.
PCR 7419.
And I would like to take out PJ Keating and add Rosa Monteros.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second to amend what has now become PCR 7419. Remove PJ Keating, add Rawson. Need a motion on, all in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
I move favorable action as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2019-306, repair RS-43.
Matthew Salitro, DPW Director for the City of Warwick. We're recommending 56-6 bid on 2019-306 repair to RS-43 in the amount of $15,000. This will be a one-time purchase.
That's found on page 65, by the way. I'm sorry. So, Matt, I need you to speak to this in more detail because I understand the need for this vehicle. If we don't make these repairs and if we don't spend some money on this vehicle, you have another vehicle that's down. And if you have it down, we're not going to be able to perform the services that the citizens and taxpayers of the city have come to appreciate and expect. I asked you questions on some of these costs on these pots.
Correct.
And also why this vehicle needs to go to Mack Trucking for this repair. So if you could just share that with us, please.
So just some brief history on this vehicle. To purchase a new vehicle of this type would be $305,000. If it was used for 1 year in service, you could probably get it for around $265,000. The same model, same vintage, same running hours and mileage right now would be upwards of $100,000 if you could find them, if someone was going to let them go, if you were to purchase a used one. So this this particular vehicle has an MP7 engine, which is one of the best motors they make, but as such requires specific parts. If you go to the parts list that was provided in your packet, you'll see the list, the net, and the total of all the parts. But I did some research looking into the fact that one screw, one bolt was listed out at $14, and we could buy it for $10. So you'll see the difference in the discount. So my question to my automotive chief was, why am I paying $10 for a screw? And he said, it's not just a screw, it's a specially machined head bolt metric of certain steel and tensile. So that's the reason for, you just can't go to Salks and get it, or you can't go to Warwick Industrial Fasteners. The reason why we're going to Mack is it's pretty labor intensive. They have 56 hours slated to do this. You literally have to take the front cab portion off, remove the motor, fix the rear main seal leak, and go from there. It's highly specialized. We want to make sure that it's done right. Something that we couldn't do in-house. We like the fact that Mack's there. They'll warranty it. Obviously, Mack's well-known. We have a lot of Mack's in our fleet. That's why we chose this particular vendor. The turnaround time will be 7 to 10 working days, which in my opinion is great. It doesn't, you know, once we get this back on the road, it's going to relieve the stress on the other vehicles. That's the other point, that are working overtime and the manpower to work overtime to get the services done for the constituents of the city.
So the bottom line is, what you're asking us to do is approve an amount up to, or not to exceed, $15,000 to make repairs on this vehicle that, in its current state or in its operating state is worth about $100,000 right now.
Correct.
Okay. And this will enable you to continue using this vehicle to provide the services that our citizens have come to expect, and rightfully so. What would you be your crystal ball life expectancy of this vehicle?
Well, I mean, this vehicle's in really, it's in pretty decent shape. It just had this one major malfunction. It's not only the life expectancy of this vehicle, but when we put this back in service, we can do service on our other vehicles, remove one from the road. Mm-hmm. So it's all about preventative maintenance mm-hmm. at this stage of the game. Mm-hmm. We don't have an exorbitant amount of brand new trucks and equipment. So anything that we can PM is going to prolong the life of the equipment that we have. So my crystal ball, if we get another 3 or 4 years out of it, and then we get hit with another $15,000 to $18,000 bill, then we can assess at that time.
Matt, I need to speak about what you, as a director of DPW, has been doing. We have a lot of new folks in the audience tonight, and I know there's the questions about how do we do it, why do we do it, etc. So, largely, with the efforts of this city council, particularly going back to when now Mayor Solomon was Councilman Solomon, we have put a lot of emphasis on making do with what you have, making a longer shelf life of what you have. And I think you have done a particularly good job because, again, you come before this committee probably the fourth or fifth time in the last year, you haven't asked us to go out and give you $305,000 for a new truck. You haven't asked us to buy a $100,000 truck in this case. You've come to us with machines that I don't even remember how many hundreds of thousands of hours that it had on it to be able to make use of it elsewhere. So what you are doing and have been doing for a long while now is exactly what this Finance Committee has asked you to do and asked all the department heads to do, is we expect you to do a little more with a little less. It may not always be out there on the face value of it, but it is happening. And you've been doing particularly due diligence on coming up with these vehicles, and the fire department is going to be coming to us shortly with another very, very good example of doing a better job with what we have to work with. But yet, we got a city to run. We have to run a city. We're not going to shut down the city. Services are not going to stop. The fire department's got to put out fires. The police department is going to chase the bad guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we do expect all the department heads to do a little more with a little less. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman.
Director, and what is this truck used for?
It's a sanitation truck.
Exactly. So this is a sanitation truck. So getting this fixed up and getting back on the roads so our trash gets picked up on time, and it also gives you a chance, as you mentioned, to take another one off, do some preventative maintenance, so we're rotating them all out so they're not all just pushing 24/7. So again, this is an investment into a very valuable piece of equipment that we have here in the city, on a very expensive piece of equipment that we see every day. Every day you see the garbage trucks out there, and no one wants to see it leaking and going down the street and everything like that. And this is a very important thing to get on the road. So I echo the chairman's comments about all the great work that you're doing and making these things work, and we would love to have all. Like he said, you haven't asked for a bunch of $300,000 trucks. I'm sure you would take them, but if we could give them to you, but we're making it work here, and this is an investment that every individual taxpayer can see the results of, because we all want our trash picked up, and it's nothing worse than when you put it out and it doesn't get picked up, and we want to make sure that it's not delayed, because that's one of the great services that we provide here in Warwick. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Matt. Item 2019-308, purchase Simon Duplex fire truck, found on page 70. Chief?
Good evening.
Good evening, Chief.
Peter McMichael, Chief Warwick Fire Department. The fire department is seeking expending authorization in a 56-6 bid for the purchase of a pre-owned 1994 Simon Duplex LTI ladder truck from the town of Westerly. This ladder truck has 18,800 miles on it and only 968 aerial hours on it. It is equipped with a Detroit 60 series motor, Allison automatic transmission, 110-foot certified aerial ladder, and a built-in 10-kilowatt generator. It is also comes equipped with six ground ladders, which is one 12-foot ground ladder, two 20-footers, and one 28-foot ground ladder, and two 35-foot ground ladders. It's also equipped with two electrical cord reels and pre-piped waterway to the tip of the 110-foot aerial. All of these items are included in this purchase price. The ladder truck has been inspected by city mechanics, and after their review, it was recommended that the vehicle is a sound vehicle, in excellent condition, and that this was a reasonable asking price that they were asking for it. The vehicle has also been inspected and tested per NFPA standards by National Engineering and Testing Services, a certified ladder and aerial testing company. The asking price for this vehicle was $35,000. This was considered to be a very reasonable and good price for the vehicle. However, Mayor Solomon further negotiated the price down to $25,750 after our repair division identified some normal wear issues, such as worn tires and other minor issues that they could take care of. Additionally, to further save the taxpayers' money, our firefighters are removing other items from the old ladder one, such as hand lights, chargers, radios, brackets, and tools, and installing them themselves on the new ladder truck. This will allow the Warwick Fire Department to once again have three strategically located ladder trucks in the city. The city is the least expensive ladder truck that we have discovered in our search and will provide the city with their frontline ladder truck that the department will be able to use as a reserve truck in the future. Funding for this purchase will come from a $35,799 fixed asset account.
And Chief, those several repairs that you had alluded to, have they been taken care of? Have those repairs been made, or will they be made, I should say, prior to us receiving the truck?
Most of them have been taken care of, and after your decision tonight, we'll move further with the rest of those repairs.
And if the city had to go out and purchase this vehicle new, what would that cost?
These vehicles new, on the low end, would be around $850,000 up to $1 million. So we recognize that the city does not have the funds to make this kind of purchase right now. This is the best priced and best conditioned type of vehicle that we've seen in our search. This was found by one of our own members, our battalion chief, Tom Bradley, discovered this vehicle, brought it to our attention. And this will put us back to full staffing with three ladder companies in the city.
And is the intent for the truck that this is replacing, is the intent to sell that vehicle?
Yes, sir. That vehicle requires extensive repair that makes it fiscally impractical to put any further funds into that vehicle, so it will be sold.
So when you sell that vehicle for whatever the amount is that you sell it for, that's going to further lower the investment into this vehicle?
Yes, sir.
That only has 18,800 miles on it?
Yes, sir. That's amazing. It's in fantastic condition.
I've been on this council going on 7 years, and it's the first time that this type of scenario has occurred with fire trucks. And I can tell you I'm pleased, again, to see the efforts made. Also, this thing with the numbers being crunched, kudos to the fire department, to your firefighter that spotted it, and to Mayor Solomon for using his previous experience in the vehicle business to get us an even better price on the vehicle. I think this is very important because, again, it goes to what we've been working on so hard over the last several two and a half years about doing a little more with a little less. This is exactly what we need to do. This is what I believe with what's going on in the corner office and what's happening here at the City Council. This type of attitude and this type of culture is going to continue to grow, and we're going to continue to do our due diligence to get us back on track. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. I want to commend you for this as well. I went over and looked at the truck. The deputy chief was there, and I was talking to one of the firefighters, and he mentioned all the different ladders and all the other equipment that is coming with the truck. And he had said, you know, this is a great value for the price we're getting just for this equipment that's in there, all these ladders and everything like that. This was a great opportunity that we took advantage of. Again, we would all love to have brand new equipment, brand new things, but you've come to us here, you found a great deal, we'll be able to use this. We have a grant that came in that we approved here, and we're having a new truck coming at the end of the year, and this helps. Again, having these trucks on the road, it allows other trucks to come off, get repaired, so it doesn't get all the way so you can't drive them anymore, because you can do preventative maintenance. So this is really an outstanding purchase, and it's a great opportunity, and I appreciate, again, this is the first time I've been on the council less than Councilman Lattiser, but this is the first time I've seen it as well, and I appreciate that. And, you know, we had our people look at it. I believe one of the deal was it had to pass inspection, and if it didn't pass inspection, Wesley was going to pay for the inspection, and we'd part friends. But you know, it passed, so we're, you know, we did our due diligence, and that's why that's included in the price. So again, I want to commend you and your department and all the individual people that worked on this, because this is great, and you know, hopefully we can find more opportunities like this.
We're trying.
Yeah, exactly. But and then you found it and you brought it here, and I'm going to be supporting it. Thank you,
Councilman.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to go ahead and just take one moment and put these in real numbers. So, the chief is quoted as saying, "A new ladder truck, with or without all the bells and whistles that are coming with this truck, Chief, would you say is the price you gave, with or without all the ladders and all the equipment?"
So the prices that I gave would vary based on...
Excuse me, Chief. Please shut off all cell phones. Please turn off all cell phones. Thank you.
So that's without all the bells and whistles on it, that the prices I was giving.
So with the ladders and everything, Mr. Chairman, let's just look at the big numbers, because a lot of discussion and concern tonight, as it should be. With the mayor, the chief, the fire department, the firefighters, everyone doing their due diligence as a department, as a city, the budget chairman, the chief, everyone involved, we're getting at least a $1 million truck with 18,000 miles on it. It's got some years on it, but it's got 18,000 miles on it, which is nothing compared to what the city's going to do to it. For $824,000 we saved to $974,000, including all the equipment that comes with it. That's a big number.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations and thank you.
Also, I don't want to make this go any longer than necessary, but we also have, as Councilman McAllister pointed out, somewhere around a $700,000 rescue coming in for $72,000. And in the past, before you arrived, Chief, this finance committee, not just in the fire department, in the police department, in DPW, this finance committee has stopped and booted out millions of dollars of equipment that we could not afford. So we don't hesitate to do it, but we also understand we have a city to run. This is a $330 million corporation that we have to run.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, so you including, thank you for reminding me about the rescue. You including the rescue, the savings are about $1.702 million.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Any questions from the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from the public? Sir.
No. Going back to how the budget was originally presented last
year. Roy, the mic, please.
Was this a capital item?
Roy, in the mic, please.
The mic's not on?
Yeah.
Oh. Going back to the original capital items that were presented to the council last year, was this particular reserve truck presented as an item that would have had to been purchased during the year? And if so, what was the amount that was being requested? I agree with everything you just said in terms of the culture that you've changed and what the chief had come up here.
Well, it's not just that I've changed.
It's a lot of change.
This entire council, et cetera.
This chief is totally different from prior chiefs and what he just presented up here. And so is Mr. Matt from the Department of Public Works as to what he just presented. But I'm just, to show the difference, I'm just wondering, or if this was presented as being a lease, normally it would be a lease, part of the lease items presented to the council prior to the budget year. If this particular reserve truck was presented as another $1 million necessity to this city council.
What I do know is we didn't vote on it. That's what I do know. Whether or not it was presented a year ago, I'm not sure. But I do know we didn't vote on it. I do know in 2016, in one meeting, we denied almost $1 million worth of vehicles that we knew we couldn't afford and we felt we didn't need. And that's when the first term came up from this finance committee that we expect you to do a little more with a little less. And it took some time to change an 18-year culture, but it is changing, as you're witnessing. And thank you, by the way, for expressing the kudos to the chief and the department head. Because you have people who are doing a real good job, who understand that we have these issues that we have to deal with, but also realize this isn't getting turned around in one meeting or one day or one year. This is going to take time. We're in a healing process. It's going to take time. But while you're healing, you still need to run a city.
Thank you for their efforts.
Thank you, Roy. Thanks for your comments. Any other comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. $20,032 document management services, found on page 73.
Good Major. Evening. Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to renew our subscription for document management system software, which is required by CALEA, which is the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. The system is called Power DMS. It's the only system that CALEA uses. CALEA mandates every accredited agency have this system for the purpose of policy maintenance as well as proof of compliance during accreditation processes. This system manages a number of documents. In fact, officers can actually log into the system from any desktop or from their cell phone and access the city's all-hazard plan, city ordinances, the Rhode Island General Law Book, our policy manual, rules and regs, special orders, our range calendar, as well as our fleet plan, and a number of other documents as well. In addition, the software generates quizzes based on our documents that officers take to verify their understanding and competency with our policies on a monthly basis. This new contract is for a 4-year term. It'll commence on July 1st, 2019, and expire June 30th, 2023. The department has had Power DMS since 2015. The total price is $30,165 for the 4-year period. If approved, the purchase will come from the police department's operating budget, code 30-231, supplies and computer.
Major, what is the term of the current contract?
It was a 4-year contract as well. We entered into it in 2015. It expires July 20th, 2019.
So why do we need to do this 4 years?
We don't need to. There's a slight savings if you do it in the lump sum versus an annual.
How much of a savings?
$1,000 and $1,055.
Per year?
No, total.
Or in total?
Yes.
Is there any other options for us besides this particular system?
Unfortunately, there is not.
And if we were to vote no, what happens?
Our accreditation status would be affected.
And how much will that cost?
Well, I mean, accreditation status comes into play in a number of areas. With respect to our recruitment, all of our advertising says, you know, we're an accredited agency. I used to write grants for the police department, a number of federal grants. Are you an accredited agency? Yes, we are. You know, it would bring us to a next level. Also, with respect to liability, when the police department happens to get sued for maybe a use of force or something else, they're going to come back and say, well, what has the police department done to maintain up-to-date training? And we're going to point right to CALEA and say, well, we're an accredited agency with 100% compliance with over 400 standards.
And this is something that the police department has been working on very diligently for a good long time.
We were first accredited in 1997.
And you have continuously been accredited.
That's correct.
And I think we all are aware of the incredible amount of lawsuits that the police department has going on throughout the country. And we are also aware of the importance of getting the grants that you get partly because of the accreditation. So if we were to vote no on this, a lot of those things are going to go away.
That's correct.
And we're not going to be able to operate the police department as efficiently or as effectively as you are now.
I believe so. Yes, sir.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-036, disposal of solid waste fund on page 75. Hi, Christy.
Hi. Public Works has received the contract from Rhode Island Resource Recovery, which is the landfill in Johnston, for a two-year period. We are asking for a two-year contract to expire June 30th, 2021, in the amount of $2,500,000. And I just wanted to point out in your package, rather than have you hunt through the contract, number four and number six are pretty much the most important ones. Our solid waste cap is actually going up a little. However, the per ton fee will remain the same for the next 2 years as what we are paying this year. The over the cap fee, however, is going from $67 a ton to $80. So we do obviously encourage recycling in the city of Warwick. And then we also always take advantage of the early payment discount, which gives us a 1.5% discount of the monthly bill if we pay it within 20 days.
Christy, a few comments on this. One is that's one of the reasons Councilwoman Travis and myself and several other department heads are working on landlord-tenant ordinance, because the taxpayers are paying a price for the exorbitant cost of having to chase down pickup mattresses, in some cases as many as 30, 40, 50 or more calls to rental properties to pick up stuff left behind from the renters. And it's a significant problem. And we are addressing that. And like anything else, it's very, very time consuming. We've already had several meetings on that. But we recognize it's a problem, and we are committed to fixing that problem. Regarding your pricing, I can relate to these costs from plenty of experience. And I can tell you, in my business, I use a lot of dumpsters, and getting a deal, I pay $95 a ton for anything over my limit in the dumpster. and I'm paying $550 for a 30-yard dumpster. So while these numbers may sound exorbitant, I can tell you that they are a very good number. And I know the waste management, Johnson Landfill, whatever they call themselves, went up significantly this past July because I took the hit. So, I think this is a necessary item, and I think the numbers that you have are certainly much better than we pay in the private sector. Sir.
Yeah, I wanted to say that as well, that the state, they raised these last year, correct? And that just gets kind of, last fiscal year, and of course that comes down to the cities here. So our friends at the state, we need to remind them that, you know, everyone, we want our trash picked up and taken away, and recycling is very important, as you can see, because it costs a lot. Thank you.
Chrissy, I just point out too, I had the same concern about this contract not being signed by a principal of the vendor, but you had explained that previously.
This one actually also needs to be signed by legal as well. So that's another step.
And the mic, I can't hear you.
It needs to be signed by legal as well.
Correct.
But we'll make sure that's all taken care of.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments, questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-039, found on page 85. Thank you, Christy. Munis Software Maintenance.
Once again, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6, exception to bid, to award the Munis Software Support Contract in supporting report management software to Tyler Technologies as a sole source. The Munis system is what the entire city uses. It's an enterprise resource planning system, an ERP system. It is what we use to handle purchasing, payroll, finance, as well as the revenue generating portions of the city, such as tax collection, water, sewer. From that end, there are two components of this bid. One is the software itself, the maintenance on the software itself. The other component is a report writer that Munis has discontinued. We've delayed this cost as long as possible, but we are going to need to upgrade so that we have something we can report out to the committee, the finance department can use going forward. So we're trying to bundle this all together with the date of July 1st. This is a one-year service agreement for the software, and it runs from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020.
And Phil, I'm sorry, you are also determined to continue training of our staff on this Munis. I know you haven't been here all that long, but for those folks who have, you've heard myself and many of my colleagues on the council express a discontentment with this Munis program. And as I'm learning more and more, it's not so much the program, it's that our staff need more training, which over the last 17 or 18 years, that training certainly has not been forthcoming.
That's true.
And I'm happy to hear that you are committed to doing that, and the mayor is also committed to making sure we can take advantage of what this Munis does. Because if you can work the magic in that Munis, we're going to have a much more productive city, we're going to have much more productive staff, and that, in the end, is going to translate into a more efficient government.
Absolutely.
Any comments from members of the committee? Any questions? Members of the council? Members of the public? Any comments, questions? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Phil. Okay, moving on. Acceptance of the minutes. There are none. We are going to PCR 70, resolution relative to abatements.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening,
members
sir.
Of the Finance Committee, members of the Council, Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. Tonight we have abatements for the month in the amount of $3,831.73. And I'll take any questions if you have them.
And would you please explain the reason for those abatements?
There's various abatements. A couple were Board of Review. So those are taxpayers that challenged the assessment, went in front of the board of the city, and the board did grant the reduction in two of those cases. There's another motor vehicle where there was a registry error with their new computer system. There was a conversion issue where a property owner did not come over correctly. And lastly, there were two abatements, two different years for the same individual. Active in the current military service, stationed here only because of military activities, and because of that, that vehicle should not have been taxed, should have been tax exempt.
All right, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. PCR 15218, resolution relative to abatements.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is an abatement that first came in front of the committee back in September of 2018. There were some questions from the committee at that time. We've done our due diligence, gone through and had a legal interpretation. In between then and now, there was the change of the administration, so we had to bring the new legal team up to speed as well. They have gone through the resolution, and Assistant Solicitor Peter Clarkin made a ruling that, you know, the agreement was valid. They had met their obligations under the agreement, and the city did have to go forward and process the abatement that resulted.
And this is something that you have been working with the Finance Committee on for, what, 6 months, 7 months? For a very long time.
Yes.
Because collectively, between your intervention and the Finance Committee, we've been holding this abatement because we weren't satisfied with either the lack of information, no information, or perhaps the information we received. Neither of us, you or this committee, were satisfied with that. So there's no rubber stamp on this either. And at the end of the day, you did your due diligence. You also got our new assistant solicitor involved in this process. And in the end, this is what we have.
Correct. This agreement goes back to 2016, again, under the prior administration. So it's part of the cleanup, if you will, of some of the other issues that were left to us to deal with.
Thank you for your efforts on the cleanup. We certainly understand about cleanup. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 5719.
Roy Michaelides on behalf of the police department. Mr. Chair, I'm
Major,
actually...
into the mic. Mic, for some reason, doesn't pick up unless you're really close to it.
Mr. Chair, I'm requesting to hold this till 5:20.
Okay. At the request of the sponsor, I need a motion to hold till when, Major?
May 20th.
May 20th.
Motion to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold to May 20th at the request of the sponsor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
PCR 5819, formerly 2019-271. Major?
In March, the police department went out to bid on a maintenance contract for 9 Panasonic laptops and 18 G-Tech tablets under bid number 2019-271 and received only one qualified bid. The police department is recommending that this award be awarded to CTS Services of Bellingham, Massachusetts. If approved, financing for these purchases would be from the Police Department operating budget, budget code 30-340, for a total not to exceed $7,737. I'd like to note there was an error on the original quote that was submitted. They had a quantity error. We had requested a quote for four particular tablets. They gave us a quote for five. So that's the difference that you're seeing between the original quote amount of $8,136 and our requested amount of $7,737.
Thank you, Major. And again, we had held this item because of that discrepancy. And it was something that we actually identified together. And the end result is you did your due diligence, and it's back before us with the corrections. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. PCR 6219, formerly 2020-19, hydraulic parts and repairs. Christy?
I'm requesting to hold until May 20th.
Good decision, Christy.
I haven't received the documentation from the vendor yet. That's
correct. And we haven't received it in our package. So good decision. Need a motion to hold till May 20th.
Motion to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
With the request of the sponsor, we have a motion to hold till May 20th. Oh, sorry. We'll go back to that one.
What are we
saying? Item number six. We'll go back to that. Thank you.
Oh, I thought we were.
Okay, we are on 6219-2020-19. At the request of the sponsor, we're going to hold till May 20th so they can get additional info. Okay, we're going to circle back to PCR 5919-2019-277.
Department again requests to hold to May 20th.
At the request of the sponsor, we're going to hold till May 20th.
Motion to hold to May 20th.
Seconded.
Good choice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. It is now 7:16. The Finance Committee is adjourned. Yes, Mr. Chairman, we're ready to go right into it.
Thank you. The time is 7:16 p.m. Health, Education, and Welfare Committee is now open. There are no minutes to be accepted. Item number one, PCR 21-19, resolution relative to the Educational Outreach Committee. Not drafted, Councilman Lattiser.
Hold on May 20th.
Motion is made. May I have a motion to hold till May 20th?
Make a motion to hold on May 20th.
Second. Motion made, second, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The time is now 7:17 p.m. Health, Education, and Welfare is closed.
Thank you. Okay, moving on, we will move to the Ordinance Committee.